Our guest this segment is Margie Bonds of the Military Assistance Missions. It's one of our newer nonprofit partners. When we were putting this together, we were looking at, okay, do we do 30 nonprofits? You know, for our thank you for 30, but that was so much, you know, you weren't really going to help anyone. So we narrowed it down to 3, just playing off of our 30th anniversary. Everything's tying back to the magic number 3. And we wanted to make sure it was veteran-based. We had Habitat for Humanity tied in perfectly with homes. We had St. Vincent de Paul ties in perfectly with homes for people that maybe don't have one or trying to move to the position in their life where they can get back to housing, along with all the other great work they do. And we were missing military. And when I was talking with Max Surstens of Sanderson Ford about this, he said, if you don't have a military partner, you've got to stop everything and go look at the military assistance mission first. He said, I'm not telling you have to partner with them. It doesn't, you know, we're not going to tell you who you can and can't. But if you don't go look at them first, I think you're going to be doing yourself a disservice. So we went and looked at it, and we just thought, you know, this fits in perfectly to our mission, vision, values, and we're happy to say welcome.
Thank you so much. I love knowing the behind the scenes. That's really great. Sanderson Ford is very patriotic and very supportive of us, and we really appreciate everything that they do. And again, their patriotism just knows no limits, and it's wonderful to be a part of this because I feel the feeling the same goes here.
Well, let's start with y'all's name, because the MAM is Military Assistance Mission, but it's got a dual meaning on it.
Absolutely. It's named after my son. He's Sergeant Michael A. Marzano, and he's a Marine, and he volunteered to go to Iraq. And in 2005, on Mother's Day, I was told that we lost him there. And I've realized that him and his brothers and sisters, there was a need out there, and what I could do to honor him was keep his legacy alive and support his brothers and sisters, the ones that he volunteered to fight with and be with and support. So it became a big passion of mine to help them.
And so how do you help them? There's a lot of work out there to be done.
We do.
What areas do y'all specialize in? What needs do you fill?
Well, we help rank E6 and below, which is our lowest paid enlisted service members and or Purple Heart recipients post 9/11.
And give me an idea of what that pay is, an E6 pay. Are we minimum wage or are we below the?
Well, we qualify for that Arizona Working Poor Tax Credit, so you have to be working poor so that we actually qualify because of their finances for that. So you can be like $30,000 or less and stuff. Like some of our reserve, we just had a service member the other day that we paid his rent, and he is a reservist, and his check was $200. That's what he gets a month. Or maybe it's every 2 weeks. I'm not sure about that. But anyway.
Either way, $400 a month.
You can get up to six, but $600 a month, I can't live on that. Mm. So that's what we do. But we help. Active duty makes a little bit more, obviously, because they are full-time active duty and they get base housing and just different additives on that. But it's still just not enough. Definitely not enough. It's kind of like our teachers. It's just not enough.
Margie, how do you actually get started with something like that? I often have things that I have a passion for, but it's so overwhelming you don't even know how to start. What did you personally do to get this going?
Well, the long story is Mayor Gordon contacted me. He had seen me speak 4th of July of 05, and I lost my son, like I said, on Mother's Day of 05. So he had seen me speak at the Phoenix Fireworks, and he just kept my information. And he would send me cards occasionally. I thought they were really sweet, just handwritten cards of thinking of you, thank you for your son's sacrifice and stuff. And then I received a phone call from him one day because we had a service member that had been stabbed. There had been an incident, and he was in the hospital, and they needed to bring a family member down to help out the pregnant wife with 2 children. So he asked if I would be able to help him find financing because they couldn't open constituent books to help fund this. So I reached out to a couple people I know. They supplied the airfare, so we flew this family member down, and so she was able to help the wife while the husband was recuperating in the hospital. And it just became known because we had this stabbing from this Bronze Star recipient. This little family from Wisconsin had no idea where they were moving to. They just did. And so it became news, and because it became news, another organization heard about it and contacted me and offered me a position to run their chapter here in Arizona. And from that, we formed MAM. And that way, because Arizona has different service members than like California or Texas or Florida, we have a lot of reserve, National Guard and stuff. We don't have a huge units that deploy. And that, so there was a strong need in Arizona to cover our service members. So that's where MAM started.
And today, Saturday, you have a great big event going on. It's your premier event of the whole year, right?
That and our back-to-school event. So yeah. Basically, it's the same thing. This is when I actually get to see the kids, and I get to meet to see the families that, and that. But yes, we'll have 1,000 people or so at our Phoenix event that will be going through. We call it Operation Holiday Open House, OHO for short, because we're all about acronyms, kind of like Roth.
Sound very military.
Very military,
in
yes.
Uniform with that.
And at OHO, we had to make the NOSC, which is the Navy Operational Support Center, which is on Luke Air Force Base, which is right beside the Marine Reserve Unit. We take that whole parking lot over, and we have jumpy houses and face painters and trackless trains. And Santa Claus, he's going to come there too. And
does Santa Claus fly in on one of the new F-35s?
I can't tell you. That's a secret. I'd have to, you know.
What time does this event start? How do I get on the invite list?
You just want to see Santa Claus. You know, it's really great because we're there all week setting up.
I just
up.
Want to know if the reindeer can pull an F-35. You know, they can pull a sleigh okay, but can they pull an F-35?
It's magic. Yes, blink and it happens. You just don't see it happening. But the kids get 13-gallon bags, and they go through their room, which has all these toys and stuff for mom and dad, and they fill those bags up with stuff for themselves or their siblings and get things for mom and dad. Because I remember when my kids were little, when they would go to the little school shop, and they would buy little things for me for Christmas, and they'd get their big eyes when they were giving it to me for Christmas and that. And I wanted to make sure that these kids got to do the same thing. Then the parents go through a different area, and they pick out different stuff for their children to give them for Christmas. And then they exit out, and they get food bags. And then they put it in, they come back and get the kids. And we have not had a child left over yet. The parents actually come and get those kids. So,
how many volunteers will you have today?
50 or 60.
Yeah.
It takes hundreds to put this event on, because for the week we have been up there sorting toys and just getting everything ready, the rooms ready, and making sure everything was holiday-ish. It's a wonderful event. This is I think my 10th one, and I just love it because the kids are amazing, just wonderful, and the families are so appreciative because, you know, they may not have had a Christmas, so we're there.
And you don't know it, but you actually changed a little bit of our mindset on how we were going to do our fundraising for our 30th anniversary. We have a big goal that we wanted to get to, and we were going to wait till the end of the year to announce, you know, where we are. We probably still will, but the announcement, we were going to present a check. And the mindset came from that, because Habitat for Humanity, you know, to build a home is a year process. You've got to get the lot. You've got to get the plans. And then for Habitat, you've got to identify the family, and they've got to put in a certain amount. So it's a very long process, but y'all feel real-time needs today. And I thought, you know, there's no reason for this money to just sit here when there's people out there that need it, that it could be helping. So at the end of each month, we'll be making distributions to all of our nonprofits. And this money's coming from our 30th anniversary etched hand tools that people can buy on our store, or our hats or other Rosie on the House merchandise. It's amazing. That's the one thing we've never done for our listeners, that we get asked all the time, why don't you have hats? Why don't you have shirts? Why don't you have this, that? And that was never what we were about. We didn't have time to do it. And we wanted to do this fundraiser. And it was just the lights clicked one day that this is how we'll do our fundraiser for this 30th anniversary. So, but all that to say, there's still going to be people that, you know, it's nice, but they don't have a need for a hat or shirt or tools, but they hear this. They hear about the military assistant mission. They have tithing. They want to donate to your other charitable contributions. How would somebody just go directly to MAM?
And then go onto our website to make a financial donation. I think that's what you were referring to. And it's AZ, which is Arizona, because we only serve Arizona, MAM. So it's azmam.org. And they can make a donation off that site or find our address and mail in a check or give us a call, and we'll help them through that.
This may be an on-the-spot question that might be too hard to answer, but Are there three or four examples of needs that you're trying to fill right now?
Actually, just this week we filled, we had an eviction that was happening, so we were able to stay off the eviction, and we had a car that was about to be repoed, so we were able to save that. But we get applications 2-3 times a week. We've had more applications this year than ever. I mean, it just keeps increasing. I can't explain why. I don't know why. But, you know, a family finds out about us and they fill out an application online and they upload certain requirements like their LES, which is it's a leave and earning statement. It's a pay stub, their ID and their orders. And that verifies that one, they're currently in, verifies their rank, and it verifies that they're in Arizona. And so all of our qualifications. And then they upload the bill, and we pay the bill directly. We don't give out money. The closest that they would get to receiving money is Walmart e-cards for food or any kind of e-card for gas or something like that, because we pay that bill directly and make sure that that service member is taken care of. But we do it all the time, and it's you know, I leave my office, and I was just talking to someone earlier that I'll leave my office the day we've helped out, several cases, and you know, you get beat down during the day, just like everybody. You get tired and stuff like that. But when you're reflecting your day and you've realized that you've helped someone or helped a child have food, you know, it's just an amazing feeling to be able to give and to do that, to help someone out. And I'm the conduit. It's not me and stuff. I'm the conduit from the donor to the end receiver. I just process and make sure that I'm doing what the donor has asked me to do to help out the family that they want to help out.
Well, we love what y'all do. We're glad you are our partner in this for, and I'm going to say it was the 30-year anniversary fundraiser that made the connection, but you know, we don't go into any kind of relationship if it's not something we see as a lifetime fit. So we're real excited about being partnered with y'all and being able to help those active service that are E6 and below pay grade, and for their quality of life here in Arizona.
Well, I'm really excited, too, and I can't wait to get one of these toolboxes, because as a new home buyer, I really like that toolbox. And I was telling them that I really like that one program that you were talking about.
Homezada.
What an amazing program that is. I mean, that can tell you who fixed your house, and if you pass any information on to a new buyer or whatever, they will know who did it, who to call, who not to call. I think it's a great program.
It'll change housing as we know it.
It will. I see that. So. And I'm just new to this.
Well, thanks again for your time and joining us in studio this morning. It's azmam.org.
Correct. And I'm going to go see Santa.
All right. Go see Santa. You can also find the direct link to them at rosieonthehouse.com/30. That's our landing page for our 30th anniversary, where we've got all these details and links. And what started as a very little project has blown into like 5 major projects. We were all going simultaneously for this. So we put that one page together as a central location that if you hear something that sparked your interest, instead of having to direct people to, well, no, this is what I was looking for. You got to go here, this here. It's our one central hub, rosieonthehouse.com/30. You can find Margie Bond's information for the Military Assistant Missions. Thank you for your time. And
thank you.
And your son.
Oh, he's my hero. Thank you.